Everyone in my family on both sides, right down the line, was a member, an active member, a branch builder, until me. I got to the point where I was old enough to start thinking about joining, and I said, how can I join a party that builds concentration camps and locks people up? That's why the Labor Party doesn't have young activists. That's why this is always going to be a problem. We can talk about changing policy. We changed policy on marriage equality. It became the party platform in 2010 while they were the government, that they would support marriage equality, and they just refused to implement it. Right? The elephant in the corner, or the elephant in the room, whatever the saying is, about changing Labor Party policy is that you've got to reckon with the SPA and the AWU. Right? This is the reality of it. The only thing that is going to turn the Labor Party around on all of this is a mass movement, you know, that can, against all of the racist barbarity that both parties in government are wreaking on the most vulnerable people in society. We're a long way from that sort of movement. We've got a lot of work ahead of us to even build something that could resemble that kind of movement, that could put that kind of pressure on a future Labor government, but that's the only option we have. It's kind of crazy to think that we're, this is all going to come from some kind of shift in policy, and that should be our starting point. If we are serious about building some kind of campaign, we need to know where to aim our guns. That's why it's so important for all the people who pointed out that the real problem here is the governments themselves, with both parties, not the, you know, the so-called hypothetical Bogans of Western Sydney. Like, I'm a Bogan, I'm proud, you know, I'm anti-racist Bogan. Anyway, I'll stop there.
On the economy... On the economic aspects of detention centres, particularly offshore, as the Australian government, it's estimated, will spend $2 billion in this financial year to lock up around 2,000 people, and it's less now because 400 have been released in Nauru. There is an estimate of $500,000 per person per year on an Australian offshore detention centre. I'm just scanning all the... I've got a million figures, but if you think, on Manus Island, for an asylum seeker to sleep on a camp stretcher in a filthy, stinking, hot canvas tent, the cost is $205 per night. He could sleep in the Sheraton for $199 per night and have a harbourside view of Sydney. This policy makes no economic sense whatsoever. Not one iota. And the figures that we're dealing with are the known figures. They are not taking into account the military, the secret bribes being paid to PNG politicians, and the same to the Nauruan politicians. This is crazy stuff. This is as crazy as the cargo cult in PNG. And we think we are intelligent, educated, thinking, sentient humans. We are absolutely beyond the realm of sense in this policy. And when people start whinging that crap about stopping the traffic and can't get a house... No asylum seeker or refugee is eligible for public housing. Just bloody well tell them. We've got people coming out of detention on bridging visas, getting 89% of the lowest Centrelink payment, desperately trying to find houses for under $300 a week. We all know how hard that is. Just remind people a bit of common sense. Politicians don't have it, but people might.
The reason is this Labor has a proud history of we a human rights respecting country or not? And it goes to issues of executive overreach. You know, there's a number of areas in Australian life where we don't have a discourse of human rights. We don't understand it in our public service. We don't talk about it in our schools. It's time for the Labor Party to remember what it's about and put human rights back on the agenda and start treating refugees with dignity. And that's what I'll be taking up to Canberra with your support.
Education Union. And I think in talking to our workmates and colleagues about this issue, I think it's really important that we raise the issues of human rights that have been so well spoken about tonight. I think it's also really important that we point out the reason that playing out of, and sometimes Labor governments use anti-refugee propaganda and policies. You know, you look at out at the moment, this anti-refugee stuff, it's like his secret weapon against the union movement and against working class people. And that this is a government that's trying to rip millions of dollars out of public health and education, rip the guts out of it. This is a government who wants to tear away penalty rates, who wants to bring back work choices in some form. You know, a discussion paper this week about means testing public school entry, this sort of stuff. Every time they're under pressure with the budget last year, something comes out, they ramp up the anti-refugee rhetoric or the anti-Muslim stuff. So, you know, we need to be able to make that case to our workplace that it is about fighting for our interests as well and defending things that matter to us. Some of the other discussions tonight, there's been a force in our position tonight about building a militant mass movement and influencing Labor Party policy. I think it's important to do both. About 10 or 12 years ago, under the Howard government, there was a brilliant movement in support of refugees. People went out to Woolmer Detention Centre and rallied out there and supported refugees who broke out of that detention centre. And there was a lot of campaigning around the issue of children in detention. And at the same time, there were great people inside the Labor Party and unions who fought hard to shift Labor Party's policy. And Rudd did go to the election with a somewhat better policy. Not everything we want, far from it, but that shifts the debate, and that gives confidence to our workmates and the people in our communities who want to stand up against the racist filth that's been
should occur. The question is what should happen for, how do we influence Labor Party policy? And for me, living out in Boronia, which used to be part of the Latrobe as a marginal, the only way that I can see us influencing policy is by taking it up in marginal seats. The only people that have the resource for that are the union movement. And I think we need to be looking at how we engage with the union movement to educate and to have these kinds of meetings without confrontation, because we have a responsibility for political education. We need to take our community slowly, but surely, to a refugee-loving community rather than either the ambivalence or the hatred that's currently there. And we need to put our energy and resources into that. I'd love to help organise a meeting out in Knox. I'm sure there are others about. But what would be great is before the election, if we can have these meetings in Geelong, Frankston, Mitcham and Berwick, where the four marginals are in Victoria, it's a small thing we're doing.
Start to change the agenda in Australian society, and that means building a different sort of political vehicle to push
Privileged to have a bit of a profile, and I will use that profile as best I can. But the best thing I can do is to constantly ask my affiliates and my delegates how they're going to use that policy out there in the workplace. That's the only way we're going to change our members' views on these things. So that is the next step for me. Finishing up. No one tonight suggested for a minute that anybody is racist. I did not suggest that, and for anybody in the room that thinks I suggested that, I'm sorry, you're wrong, I didn't. I think the issue about changing Labor Party policy is what we came here to talk about tonight, and the more we stand in a room and just yell and fight at each other, we're not going to get anywhere, and I firmly believe that. You can just say, yep, I'm giving up, and that is perfectly legitimate, and I absolutely respect that, and I
all power to you, and you know, let's build alternative forces. The more democratic voices we have, fantastic, and I support that. But if there are a group of people here dedicated and trying to change Labor Party policy, all power to you as well, and I will support you in that. I think that absolutely there are things that need to be done right now, and Pamela has given us a very passionate plea to do that. But I'd just like to take up this gentleman's points here. It is a very complex issue. When I do go out to places like the western suburbs of Sydney and I talk to people about things like refugee policies and why they believe Tony Abbott's rubbish about stopping the boats, you drill down and you give them the facts and talk to them, and of course at the end of the day, you know, it is complicated. It is complicated. There is pressure on their lives, and of course it's no pressure like asylum seekers. You can't compare it, but you know, there is pressure on schools, there's pressure on housing, there's pressure on jobs, there's pressures on blooming roads getting into the city, there's pressures everywhere. And when it boils down, you boil it down, they think that that is bringing extra pressure, and there's extra pressure on it, they couldn't cope with it anymore. So you do need a multi-policy approach in the long term, and I really believe that. However, of course, that doesn't fix the current awful humanitarian crises right now, so we need to have pressure on the party to change immediate policies, but also to have a long-term view that allowed Tony Abbott to latch onto that. He latched onto it. And you know, and I agree that it was a wrong thing to do to come in behind it, the Labor Party. They should have moved right away immediately. But here we are now. We've got to make a difference and we've got to change it. So we do need a multi-pronged approach. And we've had some very good suggestions from people like Damien. There's very good people in the audience who are willing to work on the Labor Party to shift it back. And I'm willing to help as best I can. Thank you.
There's been a few questions raised which I'd like to be able to answer, but the reason why I didn't go into detail in my presentation is because of time constraints. There's obviously a great deal of complex information that needs to be expanded on in that, and I'm happy to do that in some other forum. What we need to keep in mind, and I think Jed's touched on this quite well, is unity. If we're not together, then we're nowhere. Inside the Labor Party, we are working. I'm a member of Labor for Refugees. I'm with you. I think we need to work together on these issues. You don't all have to be in the Labor Party. I'd love it if you were, but if you're not, that's fine. But we need to work together in unity. Together we have some chance of shifting this debate and the policy of future government. Divided, we have no chance at all. Okay, that's critical. So mass movements, absolutely. Mass movements, if they get enough momentum, can change things, and I will be right there with you, and I will be pushing my colleagues and comrades in the Labor Party to be there as well.
Firstly, the purpose of today's meeting is to get the Labor Party to oppose offshore detention centres. This meeting is not intended to get the Labor Party to find a solution for this problem, rather just to oppose offshore detention centres, which is destroying the lives of many refugees. And we want the support of the Labor Party to end this cruelty. It's not to say that onshore detention centres are causing a lot of problems as well for refugees, but at the least, we want the Labor Party to oppose offshore detention. Now, talking about the long-term solution, I don't agree with the regional solution. I think it needs to be an Australian solution. Eventually, we need to see an end to the mandatory detention, not just offshore going, but onshore detention centres should go as well, and we should get rid of mandatory detention altogether. If you're really concerned about saving lives on seas, then have more patrol boats rescuing refugees, rather than sending these patrol boats to genocidal regimes to kill more people, have them on our shores to rescue refugees who are fleeing terror in their countries. As we've seen with the Rohingya refugees recently, you're never going to stop the drownings on seas unless you stop the terror people flee from.
You know, it's a hard gig to be talking about encouraging labour away from the offshore processing on the same night as they just voted with the government. And I think that's a feeling in this room that confounds all of us. We hope on one hand and our hearts are breaking on the other. I remember before the Rudd election when we all had such hope. Rudd promised so much. And I remember in the refugee movement we were told, go quietly, don't disturb Labor, do not upset things. If they win the election, we will deliver. We will deliver. And Chris Evans, a decent man, probably the most decent of the immigration ministers, and he put up a proposal and it was never adopted or put into law, and he could not convince the cabinet. And then we, as we know, it all went downhill from there. So I say to you, and I'm not a member of the Labor Party, I say to you, do not go quietly into this good night. When the Labor conference is on, be there and stand out. Be there and be loud. Be there because you will be supporting those inside the party who are trying to change it. But you will also be naming and shaming those in the party who drag it down. Don't let them get away with it this time. If they don't win this election, it will be on their heads. And let us also remember, Australians do not vote on refugee policy. They vote on their bloody pockets. We're much more selfish than that. They vote on health, education, economy. When the push comes to crunch, refugees don't figure. Refugees are there as a distraction. They're just a firelighter for the parties to use to divide us. So I say, go to the Labor conference, be there, be in numbers, be proud, and demand of Labor what you want them to be, because they're your party, not mine necessarily, but they're far more my party than the bloody Liberals. And that's what I want from them.